10:03 the time on AM560 KWTO on this Monday morning. Brand new show. I want to welcome the folks, WK Boyce, and I got to get your other name. I haven't met you officially. How y'all doing today?
Doing good.
And the name of the show and the program that we're doing is called The Life You Always Wanted.
The Life You Always Wanted.
All right. And how are y'all doing today?
We're doing great.
It's a brand new day. Good
day.
Absolutely. Nice day. All right. Well, I'll throw the numbers out for our listeners. 862-9977, 800-375-0056, and star 56 are the numbers into the studio. And welcome, guys.
Thank you very much, Joe. I am WK Boyce with the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute here in Springfield. And this is the life you've always wanted. If you've not called a friend about tuning in and listening to a radio program, I encourage you to do so today. They are going to want to hear what you have to hear today. And every Monday morning at 10 o'clock on The Life You Always Wanted. I am a professional counselor. I am the director and the founder of the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. And I'm honored to be with you today. It's always a privilege to be able to talk to people, to know that people are interested in learning more about marriages and about families, about relationships in general. And it's important to know how to do that. People come up to me all the time and say, you know, I've got this small problem, and you probably have never heard this before, but, and then they go on to explain what the problem is. And I look at them and say to myself, no, I just heard that again this morning, right before you told me about it. And so this morning I'd like to come in and every Monday morning come in and talk about issues that generally impact marriages and families today. Nothing is going to be off out of bounds. Nothing is going to be off base. And I want to talk about, through the weeks to come, I want to talk about effective communication, sexuality in marriage, parenting styles and leadership styles, and spirituality, and teenagers, and education, and death and dying, and those who are grieving, tragedies across the nation. I want to talk about growing old and what's that's like and what those issues involve, and talk about addictions and morality. I want to talk to you parents that are experiencing the empty nest, perhaps for the first time, beginning this summer and this next fall. Family rituals and celebrations. I want to talk about nutrition and wellness. I want to talk about divorce. And that, you know, most divorces are unnecessary. Most divorces do not solve your problem. Most divorces can be avoided. And I really want to talk to you about those issues. Joining me here in the studio today is the Director of Marketing with the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, Ken Boyce. And he is also a creative consultant. And I want to ask him to come on along and join in the conversation here today. And I really do invite your phone calls. I really would like to hear from you. 862-9977, or out of Springfield, 1-800-375-0056.
Or if you're on Alltel, star 56.
Absolutely. You know, yesterday was Mother's Day, and I just couldn't pass it up. Even though we weren't on the air yet, I just couldn't pass up Mother's Day. Mother's Day is probably one of the best and most important holidays in this country today. And the postal system says that Mother's Day is probably next to Christmas the most used system in America, trying to get cards and letters to mom. I know many of you have come back from mom's over the weekend, honoring her, and a special day of honor to her, although we do honor moms every day. George Cooper said, hundreds of dewdrops to greet the dawn, hundreds of bees in the purple clover, hundreds of butterflies on the lawn, but only one mother the wide world older. So I do hope that you honored your mom yesterday, and that you continue to honor her every day, and to show her how much you love her. Without her, you wouldn't even be in the world.
That's right. And whether it's a good relationship or sometimes a challenging relationship, it's still mom. If you are listening, go ahead and give us a call, 862-9977, 1-800-375-0056, or star 56 on Alltel customers. We want to hear from you. If you have a story about mom, if you have questions regarding parenting, things that are coming up, maybe you're a mother-to-be, give us a call. and let's talk.
I want to use this radio broadcast to really go into every realm of marriage and family life today. Everywhere people go in their relationships. You know, in the promotion that we've been airing about this program coming up, we want to go along a pathway that only the brave really dare to tread, and that's called the truth. The focus is to be correct according to what the truth is, not be politically correct according to current opinions of anybody. And to look at truth and to look at what authority is and where accountability lies. Someone once told me as I was talking with them about that, you know, they said, I've never looked at it that way before. But think of it this way. If you're steering a ship, it's best to have a compass that points north and not turning with the motion of the boat. You know, if you've seen Pirates of the Caribbean, you've seen Captain Jack's compass.
Absolutely.
A very famous compass. But the compass only points to what he really desires. It doesn't point to true north. Well, generations of people today live in the gray, murky area with a broken compass. That is, their feelings. They use their feelings as the ultimate compass in their pursuit of happiness. And we've got to get back to an authority basis with accountability. To understand, we do have boundaries and we have responsibilities to live by. And that our marriages and our family relationships depend on that authority and that accountability, living within those boundaries and fulfilling those responsibilities. I want to point out one other thing here also. Happiness is not an entitlement. And I know we have a lot of people in our country today who believe that they are entitled to be happy. Well, I believe that God has created us to be happy. Happiness is not something that we will. Happiness is a byproduct of living according to the truth and the principles of experiencing accountability. We aren't guaranteed happiness in this country. What we are guaranteed is the freedom to be in the pursuit of happiness by living within the boundaries of a moral life and fulfilling our responsibilities to God, family, and country. So I wanted to emphasize, what is your basis of authority this morning? To whom are you ultimately accountable? And I know a lot of people will say, I'm only accountable to me, but they're not happy. They're not experiencing a real happiness. They're not experiencing the life that they've always wanted to have. And it's so important to know that a self-centered life where only you are the authority and accountable only to yourself, that is no basis for happiness. Reminds me of the child that comes up to his mother or father and says, you know, I'm just not happy. I'm bored, as if the mother and father were the entertainment committee. Children aren't bored if they're being held accountable and they have responsibilities to do. And they're living in a loving relationship with parents within accountability and the authority that those parents have in their lives. I remember a session that I was having with some parents who brought in a teenager with some behavior problems and some behavior issues. And in the presence of the parents, the mom and the dad sitting in my office and the teenager sitting there with them, I simply turned to the teenager and said, who is the authority in your life? And without blinking an eye, the teenager looked at me and said, my girlfriend.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. My girlfriend. He is 15 years of age. His girlfriend is 13. And he considers her to be the authority in his life. And she's telling him what to do and how to live his life. Now that sounds absurd, but there's a lot of people today that live just like that, where somebody is telling them how to live their life. Now the difference in this program and the life that you've always wanted is I'm not telling you how to live your life, I'm telling you the principles by which we all are accountable, that we can find happiness and fulfillment in life. Want to go to the phone?
Absolutely.
Leona from Warsaw?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I hope this is going to be a program that comes on often.
Every Monday morning at 10 o'clock right now.
Oh, great, great. Because there are a lot of people out there that needs to hear this message. Yesterday was a wonderful day. I had got together with two of my kids and my ex-husband.
Oh, yeah.
One of the members refuses to come because she was hurt so badly.
Hmm. Oh, that's sad.
Mm-hmm. So, just keep up the good work and try to do something with these people that have got to get out there and be free, you know?
Oh, I will. Yeah. We want to get the message out.
Our divorce was not necessary. It just, he wanted to be free, so...
And a lot of times it's not necessarily greener on the other side of that fence.
Yep, that's true. That's true. So thank you for having the program.
Thank you, Leona. Appreciate your phone call. Bye. Appreciate it very much. You know, it's sad when family members are apart from each other, and they feel like they cannot come together and cannot love each other. There was an old saying, I encourage Leona and others who also are experiencing this, and there's a lot of families who experience this. There's no saying that says, he drew a circle that shut me out. Heretic, rebel, a thing to flout. But love and I had the wit to win. We drew a circle that took him in. And so I encourage all family members, if you have someone that has cut you off emotionally or they moved away and are living in opposition to you or defiant about you, continue to love them. Continue to reach out to them. Because that's where freedom is. That's where freedom lies. It's living according to the principles of love. It's called the go first principle. It's a go first principle. You don't rely on our feelings because it feels hurtful. It feels bad when someone cuts us off or refuses to come to a family gathering. We just need to reach out and go beyond our feelings and do what the principle says, which is to go first. Somebody has to go first.
You know, and life's going to happen. We have family relationships, friendships. All those things, at some point in time, someone's going to be hurt by something either we do or something that was done. And it's valid to recognize those. Those things happen. That's part of life. That's part of growing and living and having a certain intimacy with people, having that relationship. But also, life is too small to sit there and hold a grudge. And so a lot of times we hear people that are going, well, you know, this person does this, and I can't get them to change. Well, the last part of that is the truth. We cannot change that behavior. We can only influence. We can only control ourselves. We can't make someone else happy. We can't make someone else do something. But we can also provide a way that they can come to us. The way we respond to them is what we have control of. We can't control their actions.
That's
we can't
right.
control their emotions. But we can always be there. We can always treat them right. We can always extend to them the way to be treated.
That's right.
I know a lot of people have a lot of questions about, well, my boyfriend's doing this or my girlfriend's doing this or my husband's doing that. What do I do? You know, in some cases, there's not much we can do. In other cases, maybe we need to look at ourselves first, because that's the only thing that we have control over. We have control over ourselves. Hopefully, Leona, if you're listening still, keep the communication lines open. Have a circle that includes them in, whether they include you in or not. Go ahead and keep that open. And remember, life's too short. I hope that situation resolves itself. And if not, maybe you can seek help. That's part of why we're here on the radio. That's why the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute was started, is that we want people to have the best life possible and that there's help out there. And sometimes we need to seek help to say, you know, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to reconcile this with my family, or I don't know how to reconcile this with my wife, with my husband. If people seek the advice to improve their lives, they're almost chastised, you know, oh, well, you're seeing a shrink. Why is it that there's such a negative connotation with saying, I need help. Who can help me? This is one of the things WK and I were talking about, is how do we change that paradigm shift? How do we shift from it being a negative to being a positive? Because there's so many things in life where we seek help, where we seek to make things
That's
better.
That's right, yes.
And no one thinks twice about it. As a matter of fact, a lot of times, hey, this is awesome. I happen to love cars. I am one of those car enthusiasts. I love to fix them up. I'm very partial to my old Mustangs, 64 through 66. But any of the cars I have...
Great cars, by the way.
Oh, great cars.
Yeah.
But the last new car I bought, first thing I did was go and take it back into the shop. It was brand new off the factory floor. But I took it back in the shop, had them cut a hole in the roof, put a moonroof in, put new wheels on it, and it improved the car. Definitely looked different. It wasn't like everything else. But I added things to it to make it even better. But fixing up the car, no one ever questioned, well, why are you doing that? But when people sit there, they're struggling in a marriage, and they don't know what in the world to do. You get in a marriage, and sometimes you're like, this isn't what I thought it would be like. Where do I go? How do I turn this? How do I help? And if someone seeks help, a lot of times they're looked down negatively. Why is that? Even Tiger Woods, and I've told this to several people, Tiger Woods is by far at the top of his game. Well, maybe not last week, but in general, he's at the top of his game. But Tiger Woods has a coach. He is consistently aiming to be better. Why can't we? That's what the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute was founded for. That's why WK is here in studio today. That's why we're talking on AM 560. Why? It's the biggest radio transmitter in the area. We can go from Little Rock to Kansas City. So if you're in that area, I know you're listening. So if you have any questions, if you have comments or concerns, maybe you're a parent-to-be, or maybe it's one of those times where divorce, that seems like it's the only answer. Give us a call. Call 862-9977 or 1-800-375-0056 or *56 on the Alltel line. If you're thinking, you know, golly, I don't want to be on the radio, give WK a call. Set up a time there at the office. Call 417-882-6767. That's 417-882-6767. And that's the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. He wants to help. That's why we're here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The Springfield Marriage and Family Institute was founded for basically three reasons. One was to provide professional counseling to individuals, couples, and families across the life spectrum. But it's to offer professional Christian counseling in a Christian value system where we believe in the integrity of the individual. We believe in the inherent worth of every human being, whether they're unborn or born. We believe in the sanctity and the honor of marriage. And we work to help facilitate growth in marriage and growth in families. We are here for a purpose of loving. We're here for a purpose of living together in loving relationships and being stronger in our relationships, growing more strongly every day. The couples out who are listening to me this morning, who are listening to us this morning, who have been married 30, 40, and 50 years, maybe even 60. I know one couple here in Springfield has been married 75 years. But they can tell you, and I can tell you, I celebrate my 37th anniversary next month, that love at this age is different and yet much stronger than it was at the very beginning. Love grows. It changes. It evolves. It involves more of the whole person and both in the couple as we continue to grow. The second reason is to provide training for interns who are seeking their licensure as future professional counselors. And so we have interns who are also working under supervision of our license there at the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. We want to help. We want to do the things that cause for growth in all people and to help facilitate that growth however we can. And the third reason that we exist is provide seminars and workshops on marriage and family. And we have workshops and seminars which will be coming up this year. We'll be telling you about, open to the public, and very much want you to come and be a participant in that and learn more with us.
These aren't quite what a lot of people are thinking. You know, when you go to a seminar and you sit behind a school desk or a table and you're all lined up like in a classroom setting, this is an actual getaway. These are marriage excitement weekends. This is three to four couples sitting around linen tables, nice glasses, having a really good time, being able to be a couple. If that sounds like something that would be a great getaway, keep your ears open. We're having those coming up. We just finished one down in Dallas, Texas. It was absolutely amazing, the response. This is the first time we went down to Dallas, and they weren't quite sure what to expect. A lot of people kind of had that same mentality of, oh, it's kind of a classroom setting, and you sit there, you know, you make your way through it. But it was amazing, the change in lives. This particular seminar is called Love Letters. Gets into what true communication can be, because in this day and age where we've got radio, we've got web, we've got email, we've got fax, computers, we can say things fast, we can say a lot, and still say nothing. We say nothing that really matters. They had the Marriage Excitement Weekend down in Dallas, and there was one couple there in particular that stood out. And the gentleman that invited us down came back and said, WK, I've never seen these people this way. Can you tell a little bit more about how that went down?
Yeah, the minister that was there went down and spoke at a church group. There was a couple there that had married and divorced, and then they remarried each other. They were in their probably middle 60s, middle to late 60s. And one of the assignments at the very end of the seminar was they wrote a love letter to each other. And their assignment was, after they got the love letters back through the mail, that they were to designate a time and a day. They were to go out. They were to go on a date, take a weekend to celebrate their marriage and to read their love letters to one another.
Yeah, these were the letters that they wrote and we brought back to Missouri and mailed from here. So they didn't have a chance to see them beforehand.
after they received the letters, the husband surprised the wife by telling her that he wanted to take her on a trip. But it wasn't just for a weekend. He wanted to take her for a week to Hawaii. And it was just overwhelming. Overwhelming. And this couple has changed. Their whole life has changed. And a great reason for that is no particular power that I have. It's simply a matter that they have learned some skills to communicate to each other, and they really want to communicate, as all couples do. You know, I talk with couples that are quarreling and fighting, and when we boil it all down and it gets all said and done, what they're really trying to do is say, please understand me. Know who I am. You know, the three greatest needs that the Lord made us with, the first one is to be understood for who we are, not for who people expect us to be. The second one is to be accepted unconditionally, not on the basis of how well we perform any particular behavior or job, but that we are acceptable because we're a creation of God and created in His image. Number three is to be valued more than the whole world by one other significant person in our life. That begins with parents, as we value our children, and then it goes to our spouse or to a best friend in adult life. But we have that value, that understanding, acceptance, and valuing. As those needs are met to the fullest, we experience fulfillment and peace and happiness. To the extent that those are not met in relationships, our soul and heart suffers. The relationship suffers. And we try anything we can to get that attention, to get that understanding, to get that acceptance, to get that valuing from the other. So those of you who may have had a quarrel with your spouse last night, or this morning before you left to go to work, I want to tell you something. What you're saying is, reach out to me. Understand me. Accept me. Value me. And you both are saying that. So there's hope. There's hope for every couple. And that's the reason why I maintain that most divorces are unnecessary. Most divorces are substituting one set of problems for a whole different set, and yet parallel set of problems.
The one result that Rick called and told us about after they had sent us a card and they showed us a picture of the trip to Hawaii,
mm-hmm,
was that Rick said, this man is smiling. This man never smiles, ever. And Rick cannot get over the fact that this couple, the change in their life, you know, this is over a weekend. But to be able to have that and to make that connection, what would you do to have that? What would you do in your life to have that right now? It's a question we all have to ask ourselves.
And what are we willing to do to have it? And what are we committing to have it? I many times ask people, are you willing to do whatever it takes to have the life you've always wanted? People want to have the life they've always wanted, but are you willing to do whatever it takes? And that's the question. That's an important question. In our lives, someone once wrote, I asked God to take away my burden. God said no. I asked God to make my handicapped child whole. God said no. His spirit is whole. His body is only temporary. I asked God to grant me patience. God said no. Patience is a byproduct of tribulations. It isn't granted, it's learned. I asked God to give me happiness, and God said no. I give you blessings. Happiness is up to you. I asked God to spare me pain. God said no. Suffering draws you apart from worldly cares and brings you closer to me. I asked God to make my spirit grow. God said, no, you must grow on your own, but I will prune you to make you fruitful. I asked God for all things that I might enjoy life. And God said, no, I will give you life so that you may enjoy all things. I asked God to help me love others as much as He loves me. And God said, ah. You finally have the idea. We'll be back in just a moment.
For the time on AM 560, KWTO, 81 degrees in Springfield, the life you've always wanted. Special guests in the studio, WK and K Boyce, taking your calls at 862-9977, 800-375-0056 and star 56, brought to you by Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. Welcome back, guys.
Oh, I love that music. That's just got a great sound. 81 degrees, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, now that's
beautiful here in Ozarks.
That's a gorgeous day. We're talking about It's the Life You've Always Wanted. I'm Ken Boyce, Marketing Director for the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. We're sitting here talking with WK Boyce. We're talking about marriage and family. We're talking about kids. I was sitting here talking with Joe just a few minutes ago during the break. He said he's got three kids. You said you got a scouting
A fishing trip this evening. It's one of those, we're going to meet them out at the one of those private locations where an individual has allowed us to go and do some fishing. And it's a whole family, one of those type of things.
So great.
The brothers and sisters can come along too.
Yeah.
So everybody's involved. So it'll be fun.
Oh, awesome. So a secret fishing hole there.
Hope we catch some.
Enjoy.
Yeah. Catch mess. That's right.
And if you're listening on the radio and you've got a secret fishing hole you want to share, give us a call.
Absolutely.
862-9977 or 1-800-375-0056, star 56 on your Altel line. We are talking about marriage. We're talking about families. One of the greatest rewards in life is your family. And it's not something that happens by accident. It's something you make. And I absolutely love being a dad. I've got two girls, 5 and 7. Just had my son, who's 2 months old. He kept me up most of the night last night. I had to save him from about 4 o'clock on. My wife said, "You should have been up every hour. It's your turn. Come here, son. Come here." So he ended up spending the rest of the night with me.
You are a good dad.
Oh, I try to be. But I love playing with my girls. I just love being a dad. There's nothing like walking into the house. As soon as the door cracks open, the front door, I hear, "Daddy!" And from all into the house, you see footsteps. And they're coming after me. I get tackled at the front door. There is nothing like that. So I absolutely love being a dad. And that's what we're talking about this morning. We're talking about marriage. We're talking about family. We're talking about it's your life. And we talked about how we can make it the best life possible. That's why the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute was founded. That's why we're here on the radio today. If you have questions, comments, concerns, give us a call. We talked to Leona earlier up in Warsaw. And so if you're out there listening and you got a question, WK Boyce is in studio.
I'm here.
You are. And how long have you been doing this? How long have you been helping people with marriages and family? And
Over 30 years now.
30 years.
30 years.
Okay.
Yeah, almost as long as you've been alive.
So. Well, you're just a newbie then.
Yeah. No, about 30 years in different capacities, different times. Mm-hmm. Even when I was in high school, I knew that the field of counseling or psychology and counseling, whatever, was going to pretty much be where I fit in, because people would even come to me in high school and say, "I want to talk over some problems with you." And I know there are a lot of others out there who are listening that people do the same thing to you. And what they're telling you is that you have an inherent gift to be able to talk with people and to facilitate some healing and some growth in people. That's what I try to do. I really love talking with people.
That's one thing I admit that I'm honestly jealous of, is that he has found his mission in life. I don't know how many people can say that they actually have their passion, they have their mission, that's where they need to be. And yet, WK, that's exactly what he has. That's exactly what he's found. So if you're out there listening, you have a question and, you know, comment, you're thinking about, you know, your spouse, you're thinking about your kids, and maybe something's just not going right, or what can you do? Give us a call. If you're like, I don't want to call on the air, give us a call at the office, 882-6767. That's area code 417-882-6767. We'd be glad to help. Phone numbers here in the studio, again, 862-9977, 1-800-375-0056. 30 years.
30 years. In all different kinds of areas, different states across the country.
Yeah. Now, you went back and got your master's degree back in, when was that, 80?
87.
87.
Yeah.
And you aced that. You aced a master's program.
I did. Yeah.
Wow. How many people can say they aced a master's program? Now, this was not just any program either, though. To graduate out of this one, you had to have over 500 supervised hours in that year and a half, right?
Mm-hmm. About 19 months, yeah.
In 19 months, you had 500 hours that were under supervision before you could even graduate.
Yeah.
And between all that, you still aced the program.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I want to tell you, there was a lot of sacrifice involved in that. And but it also came from a passion. Because when I was in my undergraduate work, I didn't do that. As a lot of us don't do that in undergraduates in college. I did a lot better in my master's program than I did undergraduate. And part of that has to do with passion. Passion, because I love doing this. I love doing it. I love reading about it. I love studying it. I love talking to other people about it. I love talking to you about it. If you'll call in and talk with us about something on your mind. I just love doing this because people are that important to me. It's an honor for me to be with people. It's an honor for me to talk with people because they are really blessing my life as they communicate with me about themselves. And so I really, really love doing this work, and I look forward to doing this work a lot longer for many years to come.
If you haven't already guessed, or if you've only been tuned in a short time, my name is Ken Boyce. This is WK Boyce. This is a father and son event this morning. One of the things that probably helped me the most is that in my life, I was a U.S. service member. I was in the United States Navy. I actually got to talk to my dad, not only as a dad, but as someone who could help me, as someone who was trained to help. I mean, I stepped off a Westpac into a divorce. You know, we were out to sea over a two-year period. We were out to sea or away from home 582 days. That is hard on a family. That was difficult. And so when I stepped off the ship the last time, 2 days before Christmas, that was it. She wanted no more of it. Dad actually got to help me through it, not just as a dad, but as someone who understands the mechanics of families and understand what's happening. He has a knowledge that most people don't have. But he was able to help me, even being in San Diego, help me get through all the changes that were happening at that point, because at that moment I'd been away from home for 6 months and walked into that one. Mm-hmm. So if you're out there and you're thinking about, well, should I call or I don't know, give him a call. Phone numbers here in the studio, again, 862-9977, 1-800-375-0056. Or star 56 on your Alltel line. Or give us a call at the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, 417-882-6767. 417-882-6767. Let's talk.
I know there's a lot of military families, a lot of military spouses that are listening this morning. You may be at work, or you may be in your home, or you may be driving across the state. But I want you to know that there's a lot of sacrifice involved with the military families, a lot of struggle. And how much I appreciate the sacrifice and the service that not only those active in the military and away from your families, but also the family's sacrifice, and how much we really appreciate the sacrifice that you're making. And we know how hard it is. We know how hard it is.
Absolutely.
And if we can help you, please give us a call. We'd love to talk with you. As we went into the break, I was talking about what I ask of God. Some of you may find that a little confusing.
Uneasy.
Maybe uneasy about it, yeah. But I want you to know that my whole world paradigm is from a Christian value system. I can't look at the world without seeing God. I can't look at people without seeing God. I refer to Him. I refer to Him in counseling, and many people come to counseling at the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute after having worked with other counselors. I'm not knocking any other counselor at all. But what they're telling me is that these counselors were asking them to do things, or were telling them to do some things that they just did not feel comfortable doing because it was against their value system. What they wanted to know is, from a Christian perspective, from a Christian value system, how does this help? And they find some answers, and they find the life that they always wanted. That's a marvelous thing about living according to objective truth, about living according to principles, about being accountable to authority and fulfilling responsibilities in life. You know, parenting responsibilities go on forever. And those of you who have grown children know that. The role changes, but once you have a child and you're a parent, you're a parent. And you're there early on to take care of all of their needs. You're there later to empower them to live and to conduct their own life. And later on, you're there to be a mentor and to be there for them as they come to you. That's so important, to continue to be there for them as a mother, as a father, as a grandmother and a grandfather. To be there for them, to fulfill those responsibilities throughout the remainder of your lifetime. I just encourage you, if you're at the bottom of the barrel this morning, and some of you are, some of you have tied a knot at the end of the rope and you're hanging on by your fingernails. I understand that. I encourage you, don't quit. Don't you quit. Don't you give up. Because hope is there. There's always hope. Wherever you have life, you have hope. And there's things that you can do that you can accept your responsibility for and accountability for and that you can change about you. There's always hope to change the situation. A man once wrote, when things go wrong as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high and you want to smile but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tin of the clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. You may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when you're the hardest hit. It's when things go wrong that you mustn't quit. I know some of you are wanting to give it up. I know you think there's just no way. But I guarantee you we can talk about it. And just because you don't know the answer doesn't mean there isn't one. So give us a call. And as Ken says, if you don't want to call the radio station, call our office, 417-882-6767. And there's a counselor there that can help, a counselor with a Christian value system, a counselor that will work with you to facilitate your growth and your healing in your life, to have the life that you've always wanted.
This is your life. This is not someone else's. A lot of times we look at things, we go, oh, I just wish I could have that or something. This is about you. This is your life. It's your choice.
Make it a great one. Why settle for mediocrity? Why settle for something less than you are created for? Why settle for that? That doesn't mean it comes easy. It doesn't mean that it's just going to be handed to you on a silver platter. In fact, it usually means just the opposite. There's a lot of hard work involved. Friendships, relationships, especially family relationships, are the hardest work you'll ever love. And it's worth everything you have to get to put into it. They are worth everything you have to give. To give up, to give in, to give over, to get through. It's worth everything you have. Everything about your life. To have a loving relationship with those that are most important to you. And there are ways to have that. There are ways to have that. It's been an honor to be with you this morning. Encourage you to call the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute at 417-882-6767. Thank Ken for being here with me this morning.
Oh, thank you. I enjoyed it.
And if we can help, give us a call. Look forward to hearing from you. It's your life. Make it a great one.